بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما وعنهم قال بينما النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب إذ هو برجل قائم فسأل عنه. We are still in this chapter that we should have moderation in our nafal ibadat, which should not be done excessively and not contrary to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as mentioned always, this is for those people who are doing so much of nafal ibadat. But for most of us, we have hardly started. So it doesn't really apply to us. We still have to exert ourselves in making our ibadat. This is the last hadith in the chapter. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum says that on one occasion, while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah, giving a bayan, then there was one person standing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked about him, why is this person standing here? All are sitting, all are listening to the bayan, why is he standing? فقالوا, they told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Israel, نظر أن يقوم في شمس ولا يقود. This is Abu Israel, and he has made a mannat, a vow, that he will only stand in the sun and he will not sit. In other words, mujahada, effort from his side, he was thinking that he will do all these great acts of ibadah. And he had planned it from his own side, that he will always just stand in the sun. He won't go in the shade, and he won't sit, he will just stand. وَلَا يَسْتَغِلُّ, and he will not go into the shade. وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ, and he will not speak to anyone. He will just keep to himself. وَيَسُومُ, and he will keep rozas all the time. So all this he had arranged from his own side, that he will stand in the sun, he will not sit, he will not take any shade, and he will not speak to anyone, and he will keep rozas all the time. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام said, أمره, command him and tell him, that is from one side, from my side, I am telling him, فليتكلم, he must speak to people. Now he must not just keep to himself. What is this that from your own side you have made this a new Shariat like, and now you have decided that I won't speak to anyone. وَيَسْتَظِلُّ, and he should go in the shade. When it's hot and Allah has made shade for our comfort, use that shade also. وَلْيَقْعُدْ, and he should sit also. Not this just that he's going to stand all the time. وَلْيُتِمَّ صَوْمَهُ, and he should keep his roza. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted him and told him he should keep his roza. So from this hadith we learn that we should not make our ibadat from our own side. Just like the Christians, they also went in their monasteries, the monks and the nuns, which was not prescribed for them. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah says they could not maintain it. Allah, and the most perfect way of making Allah's ibadat is the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we keep account of everything. And that is the most beloved, the most acceptable to Allah ta'ala. When we do even our nafal ibadat, we do everything according to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not trying to do things even if they are excessively and lot from our side. Even we want to increase our ibadat, which we should, by all means we must do it, but do it also according to the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.